there's one clinical trial that's been preliminarily reported called the MAGNIFY trial. And this trial looked at lenalidomide rituximab specifically in a subgroup of patients who relapsed within 2 years of their initial treatment in second line. And what this study showed is about 50% of patients responded. Most of those were partial remissions. And so lenalidomide rituximab is a non-chemotherapy-based option, which now has proven efficacy in that population.
And I see that she actually got this so-called R-square regimen.
Correct.
What happened?
So she got lenalidomide rituximab. She's achieved a partial remission and continues in partial remission and is doing well on that regimen.
As you looked at her individually, why is it that you went ahead with R-squared as opposed to, for example, transplant?
Well, this patient, by the time we were treating her, was in her 70s. The role of transplant is not established in these high-risk early progressors. In a young patient, in the absence of that data, I would think about more intensive therapy and transplant. But for somebody in their 70s, transplant carries a much higher rate of toxicity. And so if we have other available tools, I would favor that. So that includes things like lenalidomide rituximab. And if she was multiply refractory, that's an example where idelalisib would be a reasonable option as well.
And of course, the R-squared regimen is actually being looked at up front in a clinical trial. I don't think the results are out yet. What's been your experience in general utilizing this regimen in follicular lymphoma, and how do you utilize it? In what situations? Are there any situations patient doesn't want chemo where you'd even give it up front?
I typically wouldn't right now, although certainly there's no doubt that it is an effective agent in the frontline setting. The data that we have available to us at present are from two phase two clinical trials, one from the MD Anderson, the other from the Alliance or CLGB cooperative group. Both showed very high overall and very high complete remission rates for len and rituximab. So I think it's a very exciting regimen. It was sufficiently exciting to mount a 1,000-person phase three randomized trial called the Relevance Trial. I do think that trial has the potential to completely alter the standard of care and make lenalidomide rituximab a frontline option. Otherwise, my general approach is to reserve it as an option in the relapse setting. We have now data both from the Alliance, CLGB, as well as the MAGNIFY study and others, showing efficacy across the board in relapse follicular lymphoma, meaning including the early progressors, as well as the later progressors can respond beautifully to the lenalidomide rituximab regimen. So I will often use it as my first option at relapse, as opposed to going to a second-line chemotherapy where we previously might use, say, R-CHOP. I'll often use lenalidomide rituximab instead now.